Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Ciarán Mac, as always, and delighted and excited that you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get started in the top stories trending here in Thailand today, don't forget to like this video, and please do subscribe to the channel if you already haven't. And don't forget to hit that notification bell so that YouTube will let you know when the next podcast is uploaded onto the site. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, look down below in the description and you will find a host of podcast players. And finally, if you like the show, if you'd like to support the show, if you want to buy me a coffee, you can do so by looking down in the description where you will find a website and a link to buymeacoffee.com. So now that that's all done and dusted, let's jump into these stories that are doing the rounds here in Thailand today. And the first one is in relation to tourists and tourism here in Thailand. Tourist visa requirements are going to be eased for Chinese visitors. Now, we did bring this up a couple of weeks ago, and there has been an issue with the issuing of visas in China because of the way the Ministry of Foreign Affairs have changed the requirements for Chinese nationals. So there has been a change in relation to that. The government has further relaxed its tourist visa requirements and shortened the standard time required for approving visas for Chinese visitors in a bid to make the process easier for people visiting the country. Last week alone, 95,581 Chinese arrived in Thailand, representing the largest portion of international visitors, followed by Malaysians, South Koreans, Indians, and Vietnamese, Deputy Government Spokesman Rachada Darandek said on Thursday. Under the newly relaxed visa requirements, Chinese visitors to Thailand are required to submit, along with their visa application, just 6 documents, namely their passport, 3 photographs, an air ticket, a document showing their accommodation in Thailand, and a document certifying their permanent residence and financial statements, she said. They will truncate the application process from 14 to 7 working days, she noted. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Tourism and Sports are also working to sync their tourist visa application database systems to speed up the process for all foreign visitors, Ms. Rachada said. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha was impressed by the steady growth in the number of tourists visiting Thailand, particularly during the long holiday from July 31st to August 6th, when the country welcomed 80,000 international visitors each day on average, she added. The cumulative number of international tourists visiting Thailand since the beginning of this year has already hit 16 million, with those from Malaysia, China, South Korea, India, and Russia ranking as the top 5 countries. So therein lies a bit of common sense, a little bit more focus on trying to get more Chinese to visit Thailand and to bump up those tourism numbers. And of course, the more people that are visiting the country, the more benefit Thailand will see financially, well, at least financially here in the country. Again, Chinese people can apply for the visa on arrival at the airport when they arrive here too. So there's also another thing. This whole process they're talking about is mainly for group tours, not for the foreign independent traveler who may just decide to take a holiday to Thailand. So it is different for each and every person from China coming here. So different process and different things to negotiate before they get to come here. But nevertheless, things are picking up in the tourism industry here in Thailand. And I think it's going to be a very, very busy high season coming this year in Thailand, in Phuket, in Pattaya and other places like that. So yeah, absolutely, Thailand is back again, and if they could just get the political situation sorted out, I think that would really push things forward. So nevertheless, I'm kind of staying on the political side, but at present it looks like Phuat Thai are gonna make a coalition with everybody they can find. So the next story is in relation to one of their promises before the election, and Phuat Thai are to revive the digital wallet. The Phuat Thai party intends to reintroduce its 10,000 baht digital wallet program once the government it is forming takes office, says Deputy Secretary General Pabun Rajan Sakul. The party shelved the policy after finishing second in the May 14th election, as the social welfare policies of the election-winning Move Forward party were given priority when the latter was attempting to put together a coalition government. Now the situation has changed and Phuat Thai is now the core of a new coalition, Mr. Pabun said on Friday. Today, the party would like to officially declare that it will move ahead with the digital wallet policy using blockchain technology. The policy involves a 10,000 baht digital handout to every Thai age 16 and over delivered to a smartphone. The digital money can only be spent within a 4-kilometer radius of recipients' homes and is valid for 6 months. there would be no problem for those without access to this application, as they could use their national ID card to get a personal code instead, Mr. Pawoon said. Thailand would be among the first countries to introduce this form of digital payment, he said, responding to criticism from some economists who believe the policy would cause inflation. Mr. Pawoon said the Pua Thai economic team had carefully evaluated the program and believed there would be no negative effects on the economy's financial security. It would instead spur major economic growth, he said. In parallel with the digital handout, a capital market and securities exchange commission for digital assets would be set up, he added. This is to say, we will go ahead with the digital wallet scheme and make it fully operational for the benefit of the country, he said. Nasarata Thavasin, who is expected to be nominated as the party's prime ministerial candidate, declared during the election campaign that the 10,000 baht handout would unleash an economic tsunami of consumption, delivering benefits to many sectors of the economy. He defended the cost of the policy, which the party has put at around 560 billion baht, saying it was on par with the promises of other parties that were pledging to raise social welfare payments by other means. The Thai Chamber of Commerce has predicted a GDP boost of 2.5% or more from the fund infusion. It suggested that the digital wallet rollout should start with low-income earners. It could then be expanded to entrepreneurs and small business operators on condition that they are registered in the tax system. There you go, 10,000 baht for any Thai 16 years of age or over. So, I mean, it's a nice bit of cash. Of course, the caveat is that you can only spend it within a 4 kilometer radius of where you live. So if you live out in the middle of nowhere, you may be in a bit of bother. But people who live in big cities like Bangkok or even Phuket, I think, will be able to find places to spend it. Now, I presume there's going to be some kind of limit to where you can spend it and how you can spend it and what you can spend it on. So, of course, this will all come out later on when they get around to doing it. Now, will they actually give out 10,000, or as Pua Thai seem to change their mind on everything and can't keep a focus on anything, maybe it will drop down to maybe 5,000 or 6,000. Who knows? But again, this is kind of just handing out free money to people. They say that, well, it's kind of in comparison, we're spending the same amount as Move Forward Party would have spent on their social welfare increase as well. I think there's a significant difference in spending money on social welfare and increasing lower paid workers' wages and benefits than handing out 10,000 baht to people who particularly might not need it. But I think it's a kind of a silly kind of argument to put forward. But nevertheless, yeah, a little bit of a windfall coming. It'll be really interesting to see what the restrictions will be, because I'm sure there definitely will be some. But I'd love to know what you think about this. Do you think it's a good idea? Think it's a bad idea? If they did something like this in your own home country, where would you be on it? I'd love to know your thoughts, as always, down below in the comment section. Now, moving along to Phuket and Patong. So a Patong massage parlor has been raided. I mean, I know it sounds like a shock, but police have raided a massage parlor in Patong that was operating without a license and providing masseuses under the age of 18. The venue, Aisha Massage, located in a small street off Hat Patong Road, was raided at about 2:15 p.m. yesterday, Patong police announced. The raid followed complaints received about the venue using minors to provide services, Patong police noted. Officers arrested the operator of the parlor, who police named only as Miss Yupin. Miss Yupin has been charged with operating a health establishment without permission and allowing employees under 18 years of age to work in a place where massage services are provided to customers, Patong police confirmed. Patong police revealed no further details of the raid. So, interesting enough, now, no license. I would say, and this is just a guess, but 50, 60, 70% of massage parlors in Phuket don't have licenses. And it's interesting that they got, obviously, complaints, but I'm sure this is not confined to just one place. And it would be upon the head of the Ministry of Public Health, who this falls under, to be out inspecting all these establishments and ensuring at least they have the proper certificates and licenses to run a massage parlor. So massage parlors are different than spas. Now, to operate a spa, the person who owns the spa has to have a spa license from the Ministry of Public Health, and you have to undergo a few exams to be able to get that, and it takes a little bit of effort. A massage parlour is a completely different operation. Now, massage parlours here in Thailand, basically how it works is you are allowed to offer massages, so a Thai massage for example, only if the therapist doing it has a license or a certificate from the Ministry of Public Health for that type of massage. If you have one girl working in the shop and she can do Thai massage, she has a certificate for Thai massage and oil massage, then you can offer that as a service. But there's a lot of places, and I presume they don't have a lot of these certificates too, who are just operating and turn up and kind of do a little bit of learning with their friends and then go in and start massaging. But I mean, I do think there's a certain amount of kind of, especially from the police's point of view here, is kind of, you know, one eye open, one eye shut. I mean, they have to know these things are going on, and they have to know that the majority of these businesses are illegal. And of course, this also then comes back down to the revenue department here in Thailand too. They're complaining they never have enough money, that they have budgets and constraints here in this country, but there's a vast amount of businesses that are open here in Thailand that never pay a single baht of tax all year long. Pay for nothing, pay no social insurance for their staff. They don't, you know, put their, the staff don't pay tax because they're not put through the books, and the businesses don't pay any actual tax at all. And they seem to get away with it. And I think if Thailand are looking to raise money, you know, places like these massage parlors in Phuket should be brought on board to be more legal and start having to pay tax. And I think this will go a long way to helping the economy, and not just massage parlors, but there's a lot of bars, etc., restaurants that all get away without paying tax, because I think personally officials are just too lazy to go after these people. If you're in a big shopping center, they will go after you, but if you're on a street in a small soy, they leave you alone. And that's really how it works here. And if you live here, you kind of will know about the style of the revenue department here in Thailand. But it would be great to see, you know, a lot of these places brought on board, rules and regulations in relation to it, because we don't want girls underage giving massages in massage parlors. I think that's wrong. And, you know, the police should be doing more as well to ensure this kind of thing doesn't happen. But we'll see. Will this cause other places to take note? Personally, I don't think so. And of course, in Patong, the same time, and this is not going into this story, but two officials have been arrested in Patong for corruption. So two officials at Patong Municipality have been arrested for extorting 250,000 baht guys from a business owner wanting to change the permit of use for his building under the Building Control Act of 1979. The two also demanded an extra 50,000 for services rendered. And you know, right, this is only the tip of the iceberg. I always find it interesting that they want to announce this in the news, but we all know, not just foreigners, Thai people all know, this is just for a bit of show. Because for every two that are caught, there's probably 1,000 that are getting away with it. And again, if you want to bring things in line, you want to cut out corruption, these are the places you have to go after. These are the people you have to go after as government officials who are at the core root of a lot of this. But nevertheless, our final story, which it's an interesting one, I don't think anybody saw this, but there's a video going around on YouTube and TikTok, and I urge you to watch it. But Don Muang police slammed for being too lenient towards an aggressive foreigner. Police officers at Don Muang International Airport have been criticized by netizens for not using crackdown on an aggressive Chinese tourist who caused a commotion at the airport in Bangkok on Wednesday night. A video clip of the incident was posted on Facebook page Yak Dung Diao Jai on Thursday, showing the man shouting at officials at the international terminal after he was not allowed to board a plane heading to China, and he was Chinese. Post said that around midnight on Wednesday, the airline announced a change of gate to the flight, enraging the tourists. Later, the captain of the flight reportedly banned him from boarding, infuriating him even more, leading him to shouting at airport officials. The video shows three police officers approaching the man in a bid to remove him from the scene, but he repeatedly tried to hit them with a skateboard that he is carrying. The confrontation lasts for a few minutes before the tourist is escorted out without any damage. After the clip went viral, several netizens commented that instead of circling him, police officers should have immediately charged at the man and restrained him to prevent him from swinging the skateboard that could have hurt other passengers. How can police officers be indecisive like this? One netizen questioned. It's three against one. They could have handled this sooner, another added. A news source reported that the tourist was a Chinese national, 45 years of age. After negotiations with the airline, he was issued a ticket to China and left the country on Thursday. So apparently bad behavior, certainly you can get away with it in Thailand sometime. But if you watch this video, the guy's got a skateboard for whatever reason, and he's swinging it at police. There's one police officer with a baton. He hits the skateboard a few times. They seem to just stand there looking at him. And I mean, let's be honest. If this was in America, this tourist would have been tased and already in handcuffs, because nobody would tolerate this kind of behavior at an international airport. And actually, I think in any international airport, this behavior by this gentleman would not have been tolerated. And they wouldn't allow it to go on for 5 or 10 minutes. The police would have pulled out a taser and took him down, and he would have been escorted to a jail and then to court. And he probably would have been fined and probably let go then. This, I thought, was a bit ridiculous. I don't know if it's because he was Chinese, he got away with it and his behavior was accepted. It's hard to know. But certainly I do agree with a lot of the netizens when they're discussing this and what transpired. They're probably quite curious as to why the police seemingly did nothing. I think this kind of situation doesn't do the police any good, because, I mean, we've seen them handling other situations a lot worse, and this one seems to be very standoffish and allowing a guy to swing a skateboard at them and possibly hit other people, and to behave in this kind of manner at an international airport, I don't think is appropriate. But I'd love to know what you think about it all. Anyway, folks, that is it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back maybe Saturday or Sunday morning. Once again, thanks for tuning in as always, and we'll see you soon. Take care and do stay safe. But ultimately, with this story or anything else that stood out to you today, I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments down below. Because yes, this is a news show, but it's also a conversation. Now keep that conversation going. Make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel, share the video, and do all the good stuff that does help that YouTube algorithm. But ultimately, my name is Kieran Mack. You've been listening to the Thai Expat Daily Show, and we will see you next time.